Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I get the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. Really enjoying the Gospel of Mark right now. We're in Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 14, and we'll finish that up tomorrow. This is in the World English Bible. When they came near Jerusalem to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go your way into the village that is opposite you. Immediately as you enter into it, you'll find a young donkey tied on which no one has sat. Untie him and bring him. If anyone asks you, 'Where are you going? Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs him,' and immediately he will send him back here." They went away and found a young donkey tied at the door outside in the open street, and they untied him. Some of those who stood there asked them, "What are you doing untying the young donkey?" They said to them, "Just as Jesus had said," and they let them go. They brought the young donkey to Jesus and threw their garments on it, and Jesus sat on it. Many spread their garments on the way, and others were cutting down branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Those who went in front and those who followed cried out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," from Psalm 118, 25 and 26. "Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered into the temple in Jerusalem. When he had looked around at everything, it being now evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came to see if perhaps he might find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Jesus told it, "May no one ever eat from the fruit from you again," and his disciples heard it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's so interesting to read about this fig tree because I have one in my backyard that is very leafy but without figs, and it has borne before. Last year it did not, and so I'm hoping that this year it will bear fruit. But Lord, in hearing that, I want to bear fruit for you. I want to be a fruitful disciple of yours, one who follows after you. And not only has roots that go way down deep into the Word of God, into the soil, but branches that reach high, leaves that come out, and fruit that provides for others 60, 100-fold. That's my desire. Every day that I walk this earth, I pray that it would be fruitful. I think about the arbor in our backyard with the grapes growing on it and how fun that is to watch grow and how the birds feed off of it oftentimes, but we also do as well. And it's every year the vine grows better and stronger and longer, and it's just lovely to watch. Anyway, Lord, enough with the garden metaphors. I also really appreciate about this scripture that the disciples aren't stealing a donkey, but that they have this, I love this little supernatural encounter. It just shows how interested you are in details, and you had prepared the people who owned that donkey somehow that they knew that if these random people came up and said the Lord has need of it, that they'd be like, "Oh, okay, that's fine," and give it to them. I love that little detail. And I also love, Lord, that you received the triumphant entry, that they were this fickle crowd who would again shout, "Crucify him." At least at this moment, we're recognizing that you were the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest, and waving palm branches that would be and placing garments on the road. This is the welcoming for a king. And Jesus, you definitely deserved that welcome. Help us to welcome you as our king, and to understand that we are your subjects. We are we are slaves to righteousness now. We are followers of you. We have taken up our cross, denied ourselves, and followed you. We are just simply slaves being obedient to our master, but you are the most benevolent and beautiful master that we could ever ask for. Thank you for securing relationship for us with you. we do not have to be separated from you, but we are in fellowship with you, and we have the very Spirit of God resting on us and in us. Whereas in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would alight on someone, but now we actually have the beauty and the glory of your Spirit within us, which is such a gift. Help us to revel in that today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I just hope and pray that this podcast is encouraging to you. I would love to hear from you. If you have feedback or you want to let me know how you found the podcast, you can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know where you're listening from. Thanks so much and have a great day.